Back in 2011, the Florida Police Benevolent Association lost the right to represent corrections officers to the Teamsters Union. But after a recent election, 73% of those who voted say they want the PBA back.
You know, it's a good feeling to win the election, but the point of this election was never just to win it. Correctional officers, the probation officers, have had a really rough go over the last decade.
Matt Puckett, the FPBA's executive director, adds correctional officers and probation officers haven't really seen a pay raise and continue to work under poor conditions.
So we have our work cut out for us. We have to immediately hit the ground running in the legislature to try to get them some money in their pocket. We need to get our staff in the field to start providing much better representation than they've been receiving. And then we're going to work with the department to see if we can help get the staffing levels up so that the working conditions improve, because it's dangerous to be a correctional officer right now.
If the Teamsters Union doesn't challenge the results, the PBA will become the officers' bargaining representative in December. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.